Good morning. I hope you're well. It is lovely morning in Western Australia, nice and cool and fresh. Some rain last night. And I just was teaching meditation at the local prison last night and had a very nice session. And in the meditation, I'm focused on coming into the present moment. That learning to be okay and content, to put down the stories of the past and the future. And I started the class by just having 5 minutes of relaxing. So I thought we would do that right now. So just get yourself in a comfortable position if you can. And relax the body and start by taking a few deep breaths. And as you have a few deep breaths, just let go of the past, let go of the future, let go of all difficulties and concern, and just come into the present moment. All worrying, all thinking, all aspirations, just put it all down. Have a few deep breaths. Relaxing more and more. Relax the feet from inside out. Relax the lower legs, knees, thighs, hips, waist and stomach. Relax the whole digestion and stomach region. And just become aware of the feelings as the stomach rises and falls. Relaxing stomach region even more. This natural process of the stomach rising and falling with the breath, giving up all concerns. Relax the lower back, the solar plexus, the diaphragm, the middle back, the chest, the heart, the upper back, the shoulders, the upper arms, lower arms, wrists, hands, fingertips. Relax the chin and all the muscles of the face, the eyes, all deeply relaxed. The whole face, the whole head, the whole body. And as we put down the past, the future and concerns, also just let go of the body. Come into the present moment. Not being demanding, not asking anything, just being content with what is right here, right now, however it's being experienced. Putting down sounds and feelings, putting down stories. And just take a few more deep breaths of relaxation. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So just starting with 5 minutes relaxation. And now I think in this series, there's over 50 or 60 videos, and we're about to enter the Rains Retreat. So the Rains Retreat is a time where monks and nuns and those living in monasteries take a time to really focus on their practice, to come back, make sure their meditation is giving enough time, give up duties of the world, put down as many responsibilities such as teaching, helping others as much as possible. A time to come back and focus on our practice, on our day-to-day meditation, on bhavana, that is cultivation of mental states. Because particularly as monks and nuns, we have a responsibility to ourselves to make sure that we are renunciants, that we're people who are giving up the world, giving up the busyness and agitation. And particularly for monks and nuns who are very helpful and giving of their time to others, they need to make sure that there's an opportunity each year for retreat and peace and turning away from the world and focusing on that inner practice. And also it's an opportunity for the lay community to seek out time in their own lives and make their own practices strong and come to monasteries and mendicants around the world and supply them with the necessary requisites of life. So at this series will be ending shortly for the 3-month Rains Retreat. And there's many recordings online, there's guided meditations, and there's monasteries and quiet areas to practice and forests. And so I just really encourage everybody to look in their own hearts and become responsible for their own practice. And use the Rains Retreat as a time to invigorate generosity and giving, invigorate watching over the mind and renunciation. Yeah, the present moment is something that can be elusive if we're caught up in busyness, caught up in agitation. And that's why the Buddha himself became enlightened by seeking out quiet forests and practicing and seeking out spiritual teachers and learning for himself through cause and effect what worked and what didn't work. And slowly he perfected and came to realizations in line with truth, in line with the workings of the whole universe on a very subtle level. And then once he realized enlightenment, and then he went forth and taught. And so just to remember that renunciation is a very important thing. So when you see mendicants and monks and nuns and practitioners seeking out solitude, that's a good thing. You know, it's an opportunity for them to look in their own hearts and see how to turn away from the world, how to come to peace, how to develop a joy in the present moment. And by having secluded and quiet surroundings, it's then conducive for the heart to calm down and relax. And so if one's always in busy environments, always doing things, then there's not the opportunity for the heart to calm down as much, and then it's not as much opportunity for the coolness that the great Ajahn's talk about, coolness and happiness and peace and the qualities which are required for the heart to be really good, and particularly for basis for renunciation for those seeking the path and practicing the path for enlightenment. So this talk is just learning to be content with the present moment, putting down the past and the future, and learning just to be okay with things as they are. There are the eight worldly winds. And when we come to practice, inspired by the Buddha and those practicing for enlightenment, we come and sit on a seat of grass. And that grass is the eight worldly winds. And you can look up the eight worldly winds, but in brief, they are the praise and blame, pleasure and pain, gain and loss, success and failure. And so these are the things that we're always grabbing hold of, pushing away, comparing, judging, pointing fingers. And so part of learning to come into the present, learning to meditate, learning to be mindful, understanding how to apply our hearts to spiritual practice is learning to sit down on these eight worldly winds. And then even though they may be crashing like meteorites around one, one can just sit peacefully and at ease, unagitated. If difficulties come, so be it. If good things come, so be it. If death comes, so be it. Whatever comes, we just try to prepare the heart with peace, with coolness, with ease, and an easeful happiness. So just relax. If there's any stories or grabbing hold or pushing away, just let it dissolve. We don't always need to talk. We don't always need to have things that we don't like disappear and have things that we like come near. We can work with present moment, with truth as it actually is. We can learn how to meditate, how to develop good attitudes, good qualities of mind, right here, right now, in our own experience. And that's pachitang, which is the Pali word, which talks about coming into the present moment, seeing things as they really are, experiencing them for ourselves, and knowing them, and eventually knowing them as our own wisdom, that we are wise to these things, like the great sages of the past and the present, beings who are truly humble and great in their understanding and wisdom. And they're experiencing this present moment fully, and it's something that we too can open our hearts to. So this meditation and this talk, which we're halfway through, it's just an extension of the talk and meditation I had with the very kind men at the prison up the road that I was teaching a guided meditation at last night. And just to remember that, you know, when If we've ever known truly thankful and grateful person, that, you know, they're amazing beings. And to have that ability to be thankful and grateful, you know, such a person, the Buddha would say that such a person is a great being. You know, they're a true being. There's the quality to know what to be thankful, how to be thankful and grateful requires a mastery of attitudes and inner resources, and shows an ability to overcome negativity and unwholesome and evil dhammas or evil truths of the heart that cloud over and shroud, but rather to open up to those things that are good and to live in that goodness. And people who are thankful and grateful can be of any religion of life. But in this path of practice in Buddhism, it's taking that goodness and that truth and then learning bit by bit to pick up the teachings of the Buddha and the disciples of the Buddha and to try and apply them to our lives and see whether they're actually real or not. And the process of meditation is key to that understanding. For mainly it is a process of calming down and allowing to stop, come into the present moment, and then we use that power and peace to then see if such teachings are true or not. And if they are true, then we can take them on board as truth and know them for ourselves. And so with going into the rains, we'll just finish with a short meditation. I wish you all well. May you continue to practice and make aspirations to develop your practice day by day, even through the rains retreat. Find guided meditations or have up a little schedule of how you can be more mindful and kind and meditate and look after your own practice and seek out poor people and monks and nuns and religious people and freely give to them, and to seek out the wise monks and nuns of the world and listen to their truths or offer them alms and requisites. I wish you all well. Once again, I'll just start by getting the body into a comfortable position for the last 11 minutes. When the body is comfortable but upright, if you have some aches and pains, then you find a position where it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect, but good enough. I usually meditate if I'm indoors with the lights on, just to give a bit of brightness to the mind and find a comfortable position that's good enough. And relax the body, the toes, the feet, the knees, the waist and the belly. Just relax the belly deeper and deeper. Take a few deep breaths to come into the present. Embracing the present, however it is, whatever's going on, externally or internally, accepting it as it is. Relaxing deeper and deeper with more breaths. The belly rises and falls. Giving up demands, giving up judgments and wants, giving up aspirations, as the breath comes in and goes out. The whole body begins to tranquilize. Relax the lower back, middle back, diaphragm, the solar plexus, the upper back, the chest, the heart, the shoulders, and flowing down the arms to the fingertips, relaxing them completely. Relaxing the chin and all the face, slowly relaxing the muscles, spreading through the whole head and whole body. Now we just allow the body to move if it needs to be more comfortable during the meditation. We let it go. Let it dissolve and vanish from our awareness. We bring up attention in the present moment, welcoming the sights, if the eyes are slightly open, just letting them tranquilize, welcoming sounds, tranquilizing and letting go. If there's any smells or taste, welcoming and tranquilizing. Welcoming and tranquilizing any touch inside or outside the body, letting it all go. And then welcoming and tranquilizing any dhammas, any truths or thoughts or stories or aspirations or intentions that are arising in the mind, the spiritual mind. It's allowing one's whole experience to tranquilize, to come into the present moment. And you might begin to become aware of the breath, or just a sense of peace. The breath comes in and goes out. Just being okay, content, and you be aware of just one in-breath. Can you be aware of just one out-breath? The breath is always there. But can we see it in the present moment? Just one in-breath. Just one out-breath. Welcoming, allowing, being friends with. Tranquilizing, peaceful and happy. You might notice a tingly sensation with the breath. Being okay with whatever one is experiencing. freely relinquishing any stories, any senses. I'm just being content with the present moment. The breath coming in and going out, all on its own. Welcoming contentment. Just one in breath. Welcoming contentment with just one out breath. Sitting on the eight worldly winds, not being involved with them. Delighting in relinquishment. Delighting in contentment. Being okay with the present moment, just as it is. A sense of gratitude and ease, just with one in breath. A sense of gratitude and ease, just with one out breath. Delighting in the contentment of the present moment. With gratitude to the Devas, the celestial beings, the Brahmas. With gratitude to the great teachers of spiritual traditions in the world. And with gratitude to the enlightened beings, and the teachers of our lineage leading to enlightenment. And to all the people who we have learned good actions from, thank you to them. May we continue to grow in peace, harmonizing with all beings and ourselves, accepting our faults, perfecting with the kind discipline those things that are good in our lives, learning to be content in the present moment. I wish you well. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May all beings continue to be joyful, at ease, and cultivate good qualities. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.